Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whether you fry it, bake it, or broil it, big boy shits are meant for the toilet. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
I have to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So soon?
Something just came up.
Well, I hope my good friend Shimmy is around. Is he here? Oh, he's still here.
Do you need a gift for the A-Bot?
I certainly do. Shimmy!
What's up? Hey, Scott!
What haven't I asked you in previous appearances?
I don't know. My last name?
Okay, what's your last name, Shimmy?
Lincoln.
Shimmy Lincoln?
Yeah.
Related to Old Honest Abe?
Who?
Abraham Lincoln. How was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
What? I don't get this reference.
Okay. Well, have you ever seen a play? Let's start there.
I saw Angels in America.
Oh, really? Does that count? All 3 hours or yep. All 6 hours?
All 6 hours.
Really? Perestroika as well?
Yeah. I paid extra so I could eat dinner on the stage.
During Angels in America?
Yeah. Well, I gotta go.
Okay, Shimmy, bye.
All right, I came back.
Oh, thank God Paul's back. Welcome to Comedy
Little
Bang
clue
Bang.
Clue as to who I am.
Thank you, by the way, to Call Waiting for Godot for that wonderful catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. And this is a very special episode. I'll talk to you about it in a second. Coming up a little later, we have two grandfathers. And we also have a financial advisor, so that's very exciting. But you know our first guest, Dan. You know why he is here.
Oh,
if you are a fan of Comedy Bang Bang.
It is the most wonderful time of year, in my opinion. And maybe you'll agree.
I don't know if I agree yet, but after
Scott,
we hash this out, after we chop it up, we'll
figure
out.
Do you need to be visited by three damp ghosts?
Well, you know why we're here. I mean, obviously, this episode is coming out the day after we're recording it, but we are recording it on April 10th.
That's right.
And so you know why I needed to have this gentleman on the show. He is a comedian. He is an improviser. He's an actor. He's a writer. Mm. But most importantly, he's the co-creator of Wet Day,
That's
April
right.
10th. Please welcome back to the show, Paul F. Tompkins.
Happy Wet Day!
Oh, Wet Day!
Oh, I love it.
Now, what Paul,
Scott, yes. You know I'm a Wet Day nut.
You certainly are. I mean, you co-created it, so of course.
I start decorating the house on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that
so
early?
So everybody else has their shamrocks
and
shit.
What do you do, hose
up.
It down?
Yeah. I hose down my house every day through April 10th.
Do you, like, open the windows and just put the garden hose in and just start?
Yeah. You put the garden hose in, you take the garden hose out.
How are the electronics working these days?
Oh, they're not.
Yeah, a total mess.
Have to buy all new stuff.
Good. But that gives you an excuse to.
Wet day shopping.
Post-wet day shopping,
yeah, say wet day boxing day. Wet boxing day.
Now, as the co-creator of Wet Day, and by the way, I should say my name is Scott Aukerman, and I am the other co-creator
That's
of
correct.
Wet Day. Is
yes.
that right?
We are the architects
yes.
of the Wet Day season.
Now, do you remember what Wet Day is?
No, but I know that it involves being wet.
Why did we start talking about this?
I don't
this?
Remember, and I specifically texted you before we started recording and said, do you remember what Wet Day is all about or any details at all?
All
and
I
you
remember.
Did not, you left me on
no.
read.
All I remember is us putting out a plaintive cry to the listeners to please remind us when Wet Day is
Absolutely,
coming.
Absolutely, yes.
And
yes.
they have done their part.
We gave them a date to start reminding us.
Yes,
they did
2 months in advance
Absolutely.
Before Wet Day.
Yes, that's right.
And here it is, Wet Day itself, and we don't remember why we started talking about it.
Yeah.
What happens in it?
That was in the haze of the best ofs.
It was. By the way, I left the pool. We're in the backyard era of Comedy Bang Bang, of course, but I left the filter on in the pool to hear a little bubbling during wet day. But I believe the timer just turned it off right now, so I'm going to try to turn it back on. So that's why I'm on my phone. I'm not ignoring you.
It's nice because it sounds like you have a water feature.
Yes, it does. Now, I normally turn it off for the show. This is maybe getting a little inside baseball.
Baseball's not even as boring as this.
And you're a fan.
That's right.
Of both.
That's right.
So now, what could Wet Day be? I mean, obviously the decorations, but what? How else should we celebrate than doing this show?
I think that maybe you take a longer shower than you normally do.
How long are we talking? Because I like a good 30, 35 minutes.
By an hour, then.
So a
45-minute shower.
Sure. I can't
masturbate that many times.
35 times? You can't?
Wouldn't it be great if it took 1 minute every time?
Oh,
it
would be such a... Oh my, I would not have to clear my schedule for the entire day
if
anymore.
You were guaranteed. Like from
who's guaranteeing it, by God?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You'll get into heaven if you don't masturbate within 1 minute.
That's the God promise.
God... It took 75 seconds. Start fixing
my
halo.
If it takes longer than a minute, you automatically get into heaven?
Get into heaven, yes.
No purgatory. You go straight to heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cut the line pass, everything.
But then if what if it's less than a minute?
Wait, you think God is trying to get it to the second?
He's God.
Yeah, that's true.
If he
true.
Can't do that, what's the point?
What's the whole point of him being God if he can't make us masturbate for exactly 60 seconds every time?
You can make it rain, but you can't do that?
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I don't know that I want it to last less than 60 seconds. I don't want it to last more.
I think 60 seconds is a nice amount of time.
It's a nice amount of time to enjoy it because you get enough like, oh, this feels good.
Yes.
And then, but at 60 seconds, it's like, what am I doing here? 61 seconds, like, come on.
Second 61
can we
like,
wrap
this
up?
Is mortifying.
Well, what else could be wet? I mean, obviously, hopefully it's raining in your neck of the woods.
Oh, maybe a tree?
Maybe a tree is
Why
wet.
Why don't you put a is tree, put it, maybe a tree is wet?
Is wet? Yeah, I said, what I'm else saying, is wet? You said
there,
maybe a tree.
Why is, Christmas is the only holiday with a tree, right?
That's true. That's a good point. Let's start moving trees in and out of the house more often.
Well, I'm saying it doesn't have to be in the house. Obviously, we don't want people to ruin their floors or whatever.
Obviously.
And if you rent, you get in big trouble.
Yeah.
But you can put a tree outside.
Yes, and then open the window and then bend it so it comes inside.
That's not where I was headed, but keep going.
Almost like Charlie Brown's little tree that bends all the way over. Just like
do that.
So it's like going over the sill. Over the sill. I'm imagining over the top right now.
Well, the primary thing, though, is that it must be wet.
It has to be the wettest tree you can find. It doesn't have to be like, okay, look, some of you live in the desert. It's just got to be the wettest tree you can find, not the wettest tree in
existence. Exactly, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, guys.
If you live on the bottom of the ocean, obviously you have an advantage.
Sure. Good old Poseidon with all of his wet-ass trees.
Good old Poseidon.
Oh, man, I love him.
Do you think
he's the patron saint of Wet Day, is he not?
Yes, Poseidon, the Greek god, is the patron saint of Wet Day.
What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask, are the Greek gods still around?
It's interesting because the Roman ones, they're out.
Yeah.
They were
no,
like...
No, we have confirmation on that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're done.
They were like, around the time we named that planet Mars, they're like, uh-uh.
Yeah, that's not what this is about.
No.
Look, you guys have ruined it.
Ruined it for all of us. And then they took off to another galaxy.
Like, why didn't baseball stop once people in the stands started showing up in uniforms? Like,
that's,
if I were a baseball player.
If I worked at Walmart and someone came in a Walmart uniform.
Yeah, I'm you.
Yeah, with your name tag?
Yeah, it's like, come on, buddy.
But I mean, baseball.
Out the door or through the window.
Like, to be a professional baseball player, you have to have an immense amount of talent and skill. And then a guy shows up wearing your jersey. He's like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Who the fuck do you think you are? Now, should baseball players then try to counteract that by dressing up like Frankenstein?
Okay, this is, I didn't see this coming.
So that it becomes a real pain in the ass for anyone to do it. Like, you got to get the makeup and the bolts.
Well, then it's, I think it's more of a pain in the ass for the players because they have to play baseball dressed as Frankenstein.
I was in plays where I had to do shit like that, and you do hundreds of performances. You're used to it after.
I was going
to
say, what if the players, they, like, scout the stands before the game, and then they get a good look at some of the people, and then they go out and they make themselves look like the people in the stands who are wearing their jerseys, and it's like a pad, like the jerseys.
And they play baseball looking like that.
No, they don't. It is just, it's built into the game where, look, we have all the flyovers and we have the national anthem. We have all this shit. Part of it is we, the players get to mock people in the stands.
I love that.
And it's vicious. Yeah. It is cruel.
It's like those terrible caricatures, you know.
Yeah. Where, it's like the Chevy Chase roast.
Yes.
Where it's like the people are not like,
they're coming out of
good
it
nature.
On the other side with hurt feelings.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And they admit
it. I would
love that. They admit it.
Yeah.
Then whoever your local sports announcers are,
and
they go.
I hope that you have some.
Oh, Can you
imagine not having a local sports announcer?
Some places don't have them.
Can you imagine that? They have to farm it out to, like, the bigger cities?
There's places like...
There should be one local sports announcer in every city in the United States.
And they have to call games.
Yes.
That they're not at.
Sure.
They have to
because
listen.
There's not going
to
be a game
they
every single
They listen
city.
On the radio, and then
they call,
just...
They do their
they
impression.
They have to paraphrase everything that is said.
I'm getting that basically...
like a psychic? Oh, I'm sensing a...
Yeah, they have to do it 5 minutes
ball.
Ahead.
I'm sensing an infield pop fly.
But how many cities are in America? I know we've talked
10,
about this.
10, 11?
There's a few.
Well, 50 states, so it's at least 50.
Yeah. Probably 100.
Two cities per state, 100. There 100. You go.
Yeah. There's got to be 100.
Los Angeles,
cities.
San Francisco, done.
Done. Las Vegas, Reno.
Done.
911.
Do you think we'll ever be on that show?
Doubtful.
I mean, it keeps going away and coming back. Every time it comes back, I think maybe this is the time.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Good friend of Tom's.
I've seen people that
my
were,
wife has a huge part in that movie.
Oh yeah. I've watched people that got into comedy after I moved here. Like, I watched them move to town, start their comedy career, and be on Reno 911.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's great.
It's suspect. What about the
it's suspect.
Wait, it's totally sus. What do you think about the what do you think about the big mouth of it all? With those characters that
I mean,
are drawn by us.
That is.
Drawn like us.
That
not
is,
drawn by us. That would be even worse. If Nick were like, hey, you got to draw these characters, and I'm not even going to
I'm not going
to
tell you why.
To do the voices.
Yeah. But the fact that, obviously, those guys weren't supposed to be us, but enough people said
it was supposed
they looked
to be,
like Paul and Scott.
It was supposed to be David Caruso and Dennis Farina. Is
that's
that right?
Right? Yeah.
And that's a little insulting as well. That looks those two look so much like us that people thought it was us.
Yeah, is my skin that bad? I don't think so.
Who are you saying you are? Oh, Farina. Oh, okay. I thought they both had
bad skin.
Yeah.
No, David Caruso has beautiful.
Does
alabaster
he have beautiful skin?
Skin?
Oh, that's why he's always outside with those sunglasses.
That's right. That's why he's always outside.
Speaking of outside.
If you want to keep your skin fresh, go outside and wear some sunglasses.
Yeah. Speaking of outside, though, water covers 77% of the earth, wouldn't you say? 98.7% of the earth.
0.6.
Oh.
0.7 is unhealthy.
102.7% of the earth. Kiss FM.
Water the whole office can agree on.
Yes. And... sometimes
water from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond.
Sometimes a whole day will go by, and I won't even give it a fucking thought.
Oh, come on.
I won't even, I'll be like, what?
You know what? It is funny, though, that like when I brush my teeth, I rinse my toothpaste out, I don't think that is water.
No, it's just that it's this thing that's coming from that metal thing.
Yeah.
But you were not even processing it anymore.
Like, I'm past the point where I would get in the shower and say, first turn on the water. Like,
no,
I just know to do it.
It's just second. It's like when you're driving home.
I don't even
you're
have
not
the
clocking every single turn you ever make.
I don't even have the instructions up anymore.
No.
They were starting to curl, like peel and curl.
But at what point are you aware of water? It should be on wet day, obviously.
Exactly. When you are covered by it.
Yes.
When you're in a pool. the whole time you're thinking, I'm in water.
I'm in water. That's the whole reason people have them.
Yeah. I want to swim. I'm going to move some of this water out of the way to get to the other side of the pool.
Right. That's what swimming is like you're physically moving water out of your way.
Exactly.
Yeah. And now if you don't have a pool, obviously, take a bath, you filthy animal.
Yes. If you don't have a bathtub,
then God bless you. Those are the two.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unlike Christmas, which has a lot of, if you haven't got a...
Oh, they go so far down the line.
If you haven't got a pound, if you haven't got a...
No, they don't start with a pound.
They don't start with a pound.
No, although, these are urchins.
Can you imagine being an urchin getting a pound?
Yeah, they start... Oh, you'd be set for life. You'd retire.
You'd be like, hey, I'm out of the urchin game.
Guys, it's been fun, but I'm out.
I love y'all.
You're my second family. We live in the sewer. A man tells us to pick pockets.
He asks them.
So they start with a penny.
Yes. Penny, then a hey penny.
Please put a penny in the old man's hat.
Yeah. If you haven't got a penny, then a hey penny will do.
Will do.
They're like, it's fine, whatever.
I like the will do because it's like... They know they're being a little cheeky.
I guess.
Like, to them, a hey penny is still a lot.
Do they know it, or do we know it, and they're just being
assholes?
I think
we both know it, and we're having fun.
Okay, got it.
It's Christmas.
Well, this brings up the point, what are the wet day carols? Because there should be songs. You're not a huge fan of Christmas carols, but you're the biggest fan I know of wet day carols.
Why do you say that?
I thought that you didn't like Christmas music.
No, I like Christmas music. Oh. I did a bit once about how... It's
don't
the same
do bits
songs
unless
over
you
again.
Mean them. Chris Rock taught us that.
Comedy is truth. The Babylon Bee taught us that.
But what are the wet day songs that should be there? I mean, first of all, let's...
Wet ass pussy.
Yeah, WAP. Number one with
it's
a bullet.
It's gotta be.
It's the
theme first
song.
Word in the title.
Yes.
It's gotta be.
Is there... I mean, look, the best band for wet day is Wet, Wet, Wet.
Wet, Wet, Wet.
Of course. I'm trying to think of any other song that has wet in it.
Do you think they would
have gone... Gonna make you sweat? Is that a wet day song?
I mean, if you're sweating, you're wet.
But it also has wet in the title, but just it's got the gonna make you sweat or gonna make you S.
You think if you take the S off of sweat, it's wet?
It's wheat, at least.
Wheat. Bringing in the Sheaves, which is about wheat, which you could pronounce wet.
That's true.
As we've established.
Okay, great. So these are all great songs to listen to all wet day.
Absolutely. All wet day long.
The entire discography of Wet, Wet, Wet. Wet ass pussy.
If
bringing the Sheaves.
What Mariah Carey
gonna make
song,
you sweat.
What does she have anything with wet?
Someone please make a Spotify wet day playlist with
please.
Just that.
Please. Yes, because we've run out.
Does Mariah Carey have a song with wet in the
yeah.
title? God, what could be, let's see, wet. Wet.
Wetterfly?
Witter?
Wets to see?
Wetter? I'm trying to think of
like glitter.
Glitter?
Yeah. Wetter?
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 Wetter? Hello? Hello, wetter? I don't know. Mariah, get on this, please. We need more music to listen to. You can
yes.
only listen to Wet Ass Pussy probably...
A million times?
1 million times.
But then, like in Christmas tradition... Various covers of these songs.
Yes.
You know?
Now, what is the jingle bells of is Wet Ass Pussy the jingle bells of wet day songs?
Then there's Wet Ass Pussy Rock.
Because jingle bells in every Christmas song, they'll usually end by going ding, ding, ding,
yes.
ding, 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 ding. So
classic out.
So how does Wet Ass Pussy go? What's the melody of that? If there's a discernible one.
Wet Ass Pussy.
Wet Ass Pussy.
There's some whores in this house.
There's some bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. So maybe that at the end.
I think it's
some whores in the house.
Every song ends with
there's some whores in this house. There's so it's like, okay, you're listening
we shall
to
go rejoicing, bringing in
there's
the
some
sheaves.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some
it's
whores.
It's perfect.
Yeah. This is good wet day stuff. And look, I know that you're all hearing this podcast the day after wet day. So it's not even making sense necessarily because now you have to wait another 360.
I know. You got like a wet day hangover. You know what?
Yeah.
Stop this right now.
Dry off.
We're going to talk about this for a long time. And save it for next wet day.
Save it for next wet day. Or at least the week before wet day. Or
yeah,
whenever we ask people to remind us about it.
Yes, exactly.
That's
sacred day. That is sort of wet day eve in my
That
opinion.
Is, yes. I mean, you know the 12 days of Oscar, of course.
That's right.
Wet Day Eve is the 2 months before.
That's right.
So, have we talked about Wet Day?
So
I think we've satisfied the wet day requirement.
We have talked about wet day at this point.
Yeah.
We are both sopping wet, obviously.
Drenched. I'm wringing wet.
Yes. And both separately.
And I'm 120 pounds, soaking wet.
You are. We figured that out.
I'm much heavier if I'm dry.
You're a 98-pound weakly, usually.
That's right.
That adds 22 pounds.
That's right. I have just a big head on a scrawny body, like Captain America.
That would delight me to no end if one day you showed up and you were super jacked and you were like, oh, I got that Captain America thing.
Hey, it's real.
Yeah.
You'd be delighted? You wouldn't be like freaked out?
I'd be jealous more than freaked out. I'd be happy for you.
I'd save some for you.
You'd save me some super soldier serum?
I'd save you some triple S, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you. How much, though?
Enough.
Enough to what?
To make you almost as super as me?
Oh, so you'll save me 49%?
No, not like 1%.
You'll only save me 1%?
No. I'm saying I would only be 1% more super than you.
So wait, so 50.5% versus 49.5%?
Wouldn't it be 99%?
Huh? No, you get 50.5% of the serum.
I'm not splitting it with you. I'm getting you your own dose.
Oh,
Scott, what do you take me for? He was like, well, I'm going to dilute the super soldier. We're going to be two half super soldiers.
Wait, so you're getting me a 99% of the other dose?
I'm getting
you're pouring
you,
out 1%
yes,
of the other
I'm
dose?
Yes, I'm just pouring out 1% for the homies.
For the homies, of course,
yes.
for Steve Rogers, who, of course, is old and dead
Peggy
in the Marvel.
Yes, absolutely.
Lauren, I hope you're not listening to this. Oh, my God. I almost spoiled it for her newcomer show.
Did you watch
show.
That Agent Carter TV show?
I did.
Man, I had a crush on her.
On which one?
Agent Carter.
Oh, Agent the titular?
Yes.
Speaking of titular.
Come on.
Oh,
that's my crush you're talking about.
I'm so sorry.
I won't hear such language about my crush.
What would you do if suddenly I can't remember her name, but
Haley
Agent
Atwell.
Carter, Haley Atwell, were to, I'm not even saying she'd show up at your door, but like you ran into her at Little Dom's or something.
Right.
And it was just like, Paul, I gotta be with you. I've heard this Comedy Bang Bang episode, and I was a big fan before.
Yeah, sure.
But I gotta be with you.
Who? I mean, how surprising would that be if she had any idea who I was?
That would be the biggest surprise.
Who is the person that you would be the most delighted to discover knew who you were?
Knew who I was? Well, had a
strong knowledge of who you. Not like they're not like a super fan necessarily, but they're like, oh,
yes.
I absolutely know who that guy is.
Well, like it was very gratifying to hear Neil Patrick Harris, of course, being a fan of the show, and several musicians out there. But I think Tandy Newton.
Sure, that's a good one.
I'd enjoy that if she was like, oh, I listen to every episode in between Westworld takes. When I'm lying on the slab, nude as a jaybird.
In between takes. Not in between setups.
Nope.
In between takes.
Hand me my headphones.
I've got to put my buds back in.
No, I don't need the robe. Just the headphones.
It's a solo bolo, innit?
I would love it. Although I believe I'm mispronouncing her name the way she came out and saying, hey, everyone's been mispronouncing my name.
It's not Tandy?
I can't remember exactly how to pronounce it now, but recently...
How many other ways could there be?
Recently, she came out and said, you know what? I just kind of went along with it, but now, like, everyone call me how it's actually supposed to be pronounced.
Tahundier?
It might be. That might be close.
New Town?
Tahundier, Tahundier, Tahundier. But if you're listening out there, Tandy, or however you pronounce it, hit me up. Would love to have you on the show.
I mean, like if Ian McKellen had any idea who I was, that would be exciting.
That would be exciting. Would you have liked to have been in that Nazi movie where
Apt Pupil?
Apt Pupil, where if you had to be in the shower scene.
I don't remember the shower scene in Apt Pupil.
Yeah, but never mind. Look it up.
No, let's talk about it right now.
No, thanks. I just wanted to allude to it.
No, thanks. Can I tell you something that bothered me about the X-Men?
Yeah. What do you got? How uncanny they were?
Yes. I like people who are canny.
They need to be smart in certain situations.
It's like they are, so the X, so mutants are a stand-in for any group, any marginalized group that
yes.
people fear and hate because they are different.
Yes, but they have to be born that way as well. Or
exactly,
at least,
yes, exactly.
Or at least come into their, but they were born that way. They
then they get their period and then they're mutants.
Yes, exactly.
This is what happens.
Yes.
But then they also make Magneto an Auschwitz survivor.
Yes.
Right? And it's like, no, but that's the thing you're this is the analogy.
Yeah.
I Why mean, are you he, pulling well, the he, real it, thing into the analogy for
They
the
called
thing?
It the X-Man double whammy for him. It was like, man, you got fucked in both ends.
Double whammy.
Double whammy.
An X-Man double whammy.
So yeah, he had it really, really bad.
I felt like it hurt the analogy that they were going for.
So you wanted him just to be locked up because he was Jewish?
What? I feel like that's not any different than what I'm saying. You're trying to do a gotcha, but that's not different than what I'm
Paul
saying.
Paul has an interesting point of view on fake mutants need to be all locked up in concentration camps. All right, Paul. Interesting.
Fake mutants.
fake mutants in real concentration
camps? Wait, are you saying... Okay, so are we saying that I want to lock up Magneto because he's Jewish? Or do I think Ian McKellen is Jewish and he should be locked up?
I think both. I think you're such a sicko that you think both things.
I'm a regular O.
That's true. Regular O's. They don't. You know, there's SpaghettiOs, sickos. What other kinds of O's are there?
Tando Newtons?
Fig New Otens? Hey, it's wet day. Anything can happen on wet day.
This is wild.
Oh, Henry. Yeah.
Oh, Henry's a good one. The candy bar and the guy.
The candy bar and the guy. Now, is the candy bar based on the guy?
No.
Then what the fuck are we doing here?
It's like Baby Ruth.
That's got to be based on the guy.
No, it's not.
What the hell?
No, they say it is based on... The president at the time, his daughter, Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover had a Hoover.
As fast as it could go. And all the day he had to play.
So wait, he had a... Okay, so this is like Depression-era candy.
It was like Calvin Coolidge. It was somebody like that.
Someone had
Depression-era candy. It wasn't during the Depression. I think it was... Maybe it was Woodrow Wilson. Somebody had a daughter named Ruth.
Someone had a daughter named Ruth. They name a candy bar after her.
Yes. And then this is like a logic puzzle.
Then this jackass Babe Ruth...
Yeah.
I bet his name wasn't even Babe.
No.
He's changing it to be like the candy.
He's named after St. Babe.
St. Babe?
Yes.
The pig?
The patron saint of pigs.
Oh, my God. We are outside.
La, la, la.
Of course, you can hear this. I believe it's a...
That sounds like an aeroplane to me.
Sounds like it has some sort of a jet engine, does it not?
I feel like it's a prop plane. Sounds like props.
Real? A propeller plane?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let's give it a good listen.
Well, it is wet day and we're outside.
Is this hard for me to be the first guest because we know each other so well and you have no questions for me?
What would you...
It's like we're just hanging out. It's not like an interview.
What are you up to, Paul?
What about my projects?
What's going on, Paul?
Nothing.
I know. Me either. I heard you got a movie the other day, almost.
Yeah, I almost did. I had a movie for a weekend.
That's got to be a great weekend.
And then my agents were like, hey, that offer was sent by accident.
How does one have an accident like that?
It's like the
old joke about, like, did you trip and your dick fell in her? You know, it's like...
That old joke?
You know that joke of, like,
hey,
oh,
everybody,
I accidentally...
Welcome to the Copa.
I accidentally had an affair.
You. What, did you trip and your dick fell in her?
Like, did your...
And now, Mr. Eddie Arnold.
Did your manager trip and their dick fell on the computer?
Here's what's so great. Is
that email?
This was my agents, and my agents told me... So I in the morning of Friday morning, I get
pre-wet day.
This is a month before wet day.
No,
a week before wet day.
Okay.
I get a call from, I get a text from a friend of mine, said, hey, a producer friend is looking to cast a role in this movie. Mm. I said, you'd be perfect for it.
Juicy.
If you're interested. And I said, yeah, give me, here's my agent's contact info. A few hours go by, get an email from my agent's office saying you have been offered this role, the script, or read the script. I'm like, this is a great part. Yeah, I'd love to do this. It's like an indie film. It's not like a big Marvel
Indiana
movie or something
Jones.
Like that.
Great.
I play Indiana Jones.
Wow, you have the hat for it today. I wonder why you brought that big bullwhip.
This is what I'm going to practice.
Sure.
Also, I'm afraid there's bulls around here.
Yeah, you gotta whip those.
Oh my God, stay away.
Are they whipping bulls these days?
If they're smart.
Those things are dangerous.
They don't want to get gored.
Watch the Jackass movie.
Exactly. Not a bullwhip in sight.
No, Johnny Knoxville, put a goddamn bullwhip on your belt. You, like Indiana Jones.
That sentence was hard for
it
you.
It was hard. I got it out, though,
it
eventually.
Felt like touch and go.
Yeah, I almost had an aneurysm.
You'll get there.
Someday, please.
So I respond to my agent immediately and say, yes, I would like to do this. Then it's the weekend. Then Monday rolls around.
The freaking weekend.
It was, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. And Monday rolls around, and like, I haven't heard anything about this movie that starts shooting in a week and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, when's my fitting?
Yeah, exactly. All this stuff.
How did they respond when I said I wouldn't learn the lines and I was just going
to
riff?
Yes, you have to put cards on people acting opposite me so I can read them.
Right.
I need, of course, a gigantic gym trailer.
Mm-hmm. Not gymnasium.
No.
But a Reverend Jim trailer.
Yes, where I can go in there and be Reverend Jim for as long as I want. Hokey dokey.
What does a yellow light mean?
Oh, they're ready for you. Oh, all right.
Okay.
Be there at 5. So Tuesday.
All of Monday goes by with you just sitting there wondering.
Yes.
And this is a week before wet day.
Yes.
You should be concentrating on that.
I'm supposed to be buying presents, making cards, stringing together popcorn and ice cubes.
What presents, by the way, are you buying for wet day these days?
Well, since it's passed, I can say.
Yeah.
What'd
you get Janie?
I got Janie a wet car with a big wet bow on it.
A big wet bow?
Mm-hmm.
I got cool up water.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, you need some, you know, it's like the basics. You need some.
It's your first wet day together.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like, it's hard to come up with, like, what do you need on wet day?
Yes, of course.
I just bought her water.
Of course. So then Tuesday morning, I responded to the same email that I got over the weekend or before the weekend. And I said, I haven't heard anything from production. Then I get a call.
Ooh.
And the call says, oh, yeah, well, I need to talk to you about that offer.
Okay.
So I call, and this is my agent's assistant, says, yes, that offer was sent by accident. That was by mistake.
Who sent it by accident?
Apologized profusely.
Meaning they sent it to them on accident?
They're saying the production made the mistake, and somehow it led to... to my agents sending me this offer that I did not have.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know how that...
How could that even be possible?
Happens.
And by the way, at that point, why don't you just go like, oh, well, let's hire Paul.
Well, they're going a different way.
Oh, a different way!
They're going a little older than me.
How old are we talking?
Well, I don't know. I did hear that the description... later, I heard the description was Marc Maron, but nicer.
Oh, that's not you.
No. It's not.
Marc Maron, but worse?
That's me.
That's you.
That's me.
But nicer. I don't know. Well, that's unfortunate.
I don't know if it was nicer. It might have been more approachable, more like warmer, more friendly, something like that.
Yeah, everything that kind of like combines into being nicer. Yeah.
Which basically means like we asked Marc Maron, he said no.
Right. Oh, so they, and it's like a slam on him?
The money was bad. No, I think it's like, well, let's just get a guy like him.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. Can we say what the movie is so that people can boycott it? Oh,
no.
That's too bad. Who's this friend who sent it to you?
Can't say.
Can't say that either. God.
But his last name is Cameron.
Kirk Cameron? Wait,
yes,
Cameron. This is one of those Christian films?
Yes, he said, look, I got the script. I can't read it, of course, because it's not religious. but there's probably a part in there for you.
How nice
of
him.
I mean, it was nice, but he didn't even know anything about it. He was just like, this script
he
came here.
He just couldn't even read it.
This godless script came here by accident. I can't have it in the house because God does not suffer the wicked to have wicked scripts in his home. So will you look at it? I bet there's a part of it. He wasn't even suggesting me to someone else.
Really?
He said, I bet there's a part in there. Yeah.
Wow. That's nice of him, though. I mean, have you ever spoken to him?
I mean, but the thing is, it's not really nice because encoded in that, of course, is, well, you're going to hell.
You're
so you
going
might
to
as well
hell,
do
so
this.
Yeah. Why don't you further on down the road to hell?
Further on down the road to hell. We got to take a break.
Well, happy wet day to you. We do have to take a break.
Happy wet day to you, Scott.
And look, the first of many, I hope.
Oh, my God, yes.
God, if this was our last wet day.
And our children's children.
Yes, that's right.
And our children's
children. Can you imagine, though, if either of us passed away before the next wet day and this was our only wet day?
Ooh. Did we make a count?
God, did we make a count? Are we wet enough?
Did we earn this?
Could we have made this person wet or that person wet.
Get wet, you building alone.
Well, we do have to take a break, but this is our wet day special and very, very exciting. Coming up, we have, and I don't know if any of our future guests are wet, but we have a couple of grandfathers.
I don't know if they know about wet day.
Who knows? We'll find out. We have a financial planner. No, you have to take off. Is that right?
I can't stay here 1 second.
Okay. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. When
hey,
we come
that
back.
That guy ran away.
Shimmy, you're still here.
Hi, Scott.
Why are you still here, Shimmy?
I can't find my way out.
It's right there. The door is right in front of you.
What?
It makes a better door than a window.
Wait, I see a window.
No, that's a door.
I see a bad window.
No, just turn that. See that round thing about halfway down?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, you know what I'm pointing to. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll be have no more Paul F. Tompkins, but we'll have some other people. We'll be right back with more Wet Day Special after this.
Like what the movie said.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Comedy Bang Bang, Wet Day Special. And this is Scott Aukerman. Paul F. Tompkins had to take off. Shimmy's around, I think. He's just wandering. He's very friendly.
I love you guys.
Who are you talking to, Shimmy?
Everybody.
Everyone in the world?
Yeah. Happy Wet Day.
Hey, Shimmy knows what Wet Day is.
I'm drenched.
You are. But that's not water, right? What is it? What wet you?
Nobody said it had to be water.
Who wet you, Shimmy? All right. Well, we have to get to our next guest. This is exciting. They are the aforementioned two grandfathers. Please welcome to the show Spike and Mike Mink Salmon.
Let me tell you, if anything happens to my granddaughter,
I'm going to visit you, and you're not going to be happy about it.
Okay.
Don't
all right.
look at our grandkid.
Okay, sorry.
Do not.
Wait, oh, you share a grandchild?
We each have a granddaughter.
We each have a granddaughter.
And don't go near her.
And is it the same granddaughter?
If we see you near our granddaughter while she's swinging on the playground, you'll have a problem.
Okay, all right.
If my granddaughter is coloring and something makes her go outside the lines, I'm going to come for you.
Okay.
And we'll have to get it taken care of.
I doubt I'll be even coming into contact with your granddaughter.
Just stay away.
Is it the same person? I do need to figure that out because, like, you seem to be related.
How would that be possible?
You have the same last name. Are you related?
Yes.
We're brothers.
So you could be married.
We're not.
But you're not. Okay, so you're brothers.
But if we were going to get married and our granddaughter was at our wedding, you don't need to get near the wedding.
Okay.
If our granddaughter is the flower girl at our wedding, walking down the aisle, sprinkling rose petals, and you show up there, you're not going to like what happens.
We'll have to take care of you. You'll end up in a Chicago overcoat. Yep.
What is a Chicago overcoat?
A coffin.
A coffin? Really?
That's right.
They call that a Chicago overcoat, even
That's
outside
right.
of Chicago?
That's right. Everywhere around the country, they call it a Chicago
Everyone
overcoat.
Knows it's a Chicago overcoat.
Are you guys from Chicago?
No.
Yeah, I can tell you're like from back east and you're from the south. Is that right?
We're from the same place.
Exactly the same place. Sort of the southern part of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
South Philly, some people
South
call
Philly,
it.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, and you guys are brothers.
We're brothers. Right.
And you have one of you has a granddaughter and one
I
of you.
I have a granddaughter.
And I have a granddaughter.
And you better stay away.
Okay, I'm not going to come into even contact with your granddaughter unless
You'll
I already know her.
You'll end up in a Brooklyn shawl if you come near her.
Let me guess, a coffin? Is that
yeah,
another?
That's
yeah,
right.
And everyone
you
in the country calls it that?
Everyone everywhere calls it a coffin.
Who is your? Oh, you mean the Brooklyn shawl?
A Brooklyn shawl. I made a mistake.
Everyone makes mistakes.
If you bring up that mistake one more time, you're in trouble.
All right, but
my granddaughter will know about it.
It happens that people make mistakes, but what if I make the mistake of getting too close to your granddaughter?
Listen. I'm not going to tell you again. My granddaughter is off limits.
Okay.
If you go near my granddaughter, you're going to get a St. Paul slacks.
St. Paul slacks.
That's right.
That's right.
What? Let me guess. A coffin?
It's a coffin.
You're right. Yeah.
And everyone calls it that?
Everyone calls it a coffin. I mean.
Everyone.
So you have.
Take this coffin glossary. It shows you all the different states and all the different coffins.
Okay, Arkansas, left sock.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Interesting. Okay. New Mexico. Or did you guys already say New Mexico? No.
No, we have a brother in New Mexico.
We do.
Oh, you do? Oh.
You stay away from our brother.
Don't get close.
Who's this brother?
Leave his granddaughter alone.
Okay. Look, everyone is a granddaughter, pretty much, right?
No.
That math doesn't check out.
But about 50% of the world is a granddaughter.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
On
I mean, it's
the dot.
Like almost impossible to not be a granddaughter
50%
at some point.
Of the world
yeah.
are grandparents.
You have to try not to be.
50% of the world aren't grandparents. I'm saying 50% of the world are granddaughters.
And yet you were right. 50% of the world are grandparents.
Grandfamily.
Grandfamily.
So what are you guys here to talk
Maybe
about?
Maybe you saw the bumper sticker on the back of our car.
I did not.
I love my grandfamily.
You have the same bumper sticker, but separate cars?
Yes.
Separate cars,
extends,
same bumper. We have to drive right next to each other.
Oh, because one bumper sticker has half of it and the other bumper sticker
That's
has
right.
the other
And unfortunately
half.
For us, it's perforated, so it could tear very easily.
They didn't tell us that till after we bought the bumper sticker.
Oh, no. How much is this bumper sticker?
$20.
$20, and you couldn't just say, $20,000.
$20,000.
I mean,
That's
it is
right.
longer than normal bumper stickers.
The part that's not perforated is very strong.
What happens
Once he took a left, and I dragged him.
I still have the scars. Scars like you're going to have if you touch my granddaughter.
Okay, I'm not going to touch your granddaughter.
Don't
do
go
I know,
near her.
Do I know her?
You better not yes. know my granddaughter, but you
do. You don't even want me to know her?
You know her well.
I know, but I do know her?
You know her too well.
Little too well. You're getting a little too close.
Who is this granddaughter?
You better stop asking questions about my granddaughter, whom you already know very well.
Okay. Are there 8 simple rules for knowing your granddaughter, or?
There's 11 rules.
There's 11?
That's right.
Can I know those?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear them.
1.
Starting all the way at the most important. Wow.
No, the higher it gets, the more important.
Yes.
Okay. 1 is the easiest one.
Okay.
Don't go near my granddaughter.
Okay. Now, these are rules for getting near your granddaughter. Yes. 1 is don't get.
That's right.
Okay. Don't call her by name.
Okay.
Don't even look at her.
Okay.
Keep her name out of your mouth.
Okay. 5.
Keep her name out of your fucking mouth.
Okay. Very similar to the previous rule.
Don't buy her anything.
Buy her anything. Okay. Like what are we talking about? Like,
gifts.
I guess that is buying something.
I think anything covers it. Don't that's buy her right. anything. That means there's not a thing you could buy accidentally that's okay. Don't buy her anything.
Anything. So like nothing. from a spark plug, the tiniest spark plug.
Leave her on the side of the road.
We're not going to Noah's Ark this with you. Don't buy her anything.
A zebra? Okay. That's 7, I think.
Yes.
8. Turn around and walk away.
Okay. Right now? Or?
It's in the rules.
I'm in the middle of the show. Rules. Okay. All right. 9.
Do not... Under any circumstances.
Circumstances.
Some of these rules have their own words.
That's okay.
Now, it sounds tricky, but it's intuitive.
Is it like the English word circumstances? Does it?
Exactly.
It relates to that a little bit?
It relates exactly. to that, yes.
But it's a totally different definition?
Not totally.
Not totally.
It is not totally.
Not totally.
Some of the words are the same.
Totally, yes. Not totally.
Mm-hmm. So under any...
Do not under any circumstances. Help her get out of a situation.
Of any situation.
Any situation.
Situation.
Any circumstance.
Under circumstances, don't help her get out of any situation.
Okay. All right. 10.
Watch your language and be polite.
Okay. He's getting further and further away from the English I know. And then there's got to be one and the most important mm-hmm. rule, 11.
This one you better remember.
Okay.
Don't look at her.
At her? Don't look at her.
You don't look at her.
At her. Okay, I think I can remember the gist of all that. I
read
think
them
I,
back.
Don't have anything to do with her. Don't go near good, her. Don't good. Buy anything for her.
Good.
Keep her name out of my fucking mouth.
Proceed.
Keep her name out of my mouth without the fucking.
Good.
And don't go near her.
Yes.
And under any circumstances, don't help her out of a situation. I think yep. I got him.
That was only 4.
That was only 4. No, that was way more than 4. Look, I don't know your granddaughter. Why do you love your granddaughter
Let's keep
so
it
much?
That way.
Yes,
Let's
I keep will it keep that. It that way. Although apparently I do know her, but why do you
Did
love
Did you really ask us why do we love our granddaughter?
Yeah, why do you love
so
your
much?
Granddaughter? They're a pain in the ass as far as I'm concerned.
Have you ever been on the other side of a seesaw with your granddaughter?
Have you ever been at the park, sitting on a bench, watching your granddaughter on a swing? And then every once in a while she says, look how high I go, Pop-Pop. And you say, I see you, kid. You're flying.
Have you ever got your granddaughter for the last half of the day and you take her out to get food and ice cream and she wasn't supposed to have ice cream?
Have you ever yelled at your granddaughter so bad you scared her into tears and then your daughter-in-law of your dead son gets upset?
This sounds very specific. No, I have not done any of these things. Did you have one more?
Do you drive a late 80s Chrysler, have a friend named Salamanca, and...
Oh, this sounds pretty specific. No, I don't have either of those things.
Are you the enforcer for a secret drug lord who fronts a chain of chicken restaurants?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. No.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have to be put into... A Washington, D.C. Mini T.
Washington, D.C. isn't even a state. Wow, they made it in there.
Taxation without representation is tyranny.
Oh, are you political?
Just on that score.
Just on that, what do you think of taxes in general?
I don't like to pay them, but if you want to stay legitimate, you got to pay your taxes.
You got to pay a few of them.
It's nice that we have nice roads to drive on to do our business. And that's what taxes do.
Interesting. So now, why did you guys come on the show?
To warn you about getting close to our daughter.
Sure, that's established.
Granddaughter, that is.
Granddaughter, yes.
Sometimes I say daughter, but we mean granddaughter.
Okay. But other than that...
Also,
we
run a Dairy Queen.
Okay.
We're currently running a Dairy Queen into the ground.
On purpose.
On purpose.
For tax reasons.
Okay.
Don't ask any questions.
But which Dairy Queen? Do you mind saying where it's at?
It's so people on can South go to 6. It? No, do not come to it. We need the write-off. Once it fails, we'll get a big tax deduction.
Are you able to sell the food, though? Like, I mean...
We got rid of the blizzards.
That's why it's doing so poorly.
We replaced the blizzards with chunky white gravy.
So no ice cream at all? Just white gravy?
No ice cream. We ordered some of those McDonald's ice cream machines, and they're always out of order.
Have you changed the name of the business to, like, Gravy Queen, you know? I mean, it sounds kind of dirty, maybe.
We don't want gravy people coming in there and getting satisfied.
We briefly changed it to Gravy Queen, and we had a lot of pornographers coming up to us.
The place was crawling with freaks. You can imagine we were worried about our granddaughters.
Right. Oh, I can only imagine. Suddenly your business establishment is a haven.
Our granddaughter is always eating in at our Dairy Queen by herself the window. So don't even drive by.
Okay, so a lot of gravy, but you say it's on 6th?
If you go by a Dairy Queen with a cute little girl sitting in the window eating gravy with a big smile on her face, you better turn your car around and drive away.
Why'd you pick Dairy Queen? Was it just like...
Granddaughter.
Right, granddaughter's favorite restaurants.
Oh, really?
Dairy Queen.
We looked up the top 10 favorite granddaughter's favorite restaurants.
And found Dairy Queen. So then you
became
number
one with a bullet.
Franchisee.
Which is what you'll get if you go near my granddaughter.
The bullet, not the number one, I'm assuming. So you became.
I will present you with a number one trophy. And then, it says, number one, looked at my granddaughter. And then I'll shoot you.
So you became franchisees, franchisers?
Right.
And how difficult was that process?
Very difficult. You have to only buy certain ingredients from the main Dairy Queen office, which is really hard because you could buy from other suppliers cheaper and make a bigger profit.
But it's frowned upon by the Dairy Queen people.
Okay, but that's why you moved into gravy then? Because you didn't want to pay for their prices for the ice cream? Or?
Gravy is the cheapest product they sell.
And also the most unpleasant thing to get when you're expecting ice cream.
Right, and we need the tax deduction.
There's also a very challenging written test.
To become one of these, really?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is all based on, like, ingredients of the various things or Dairy Queen lore?
We kept saying that the blizzard was a cold weather experience.
Okay. How did you pass the test?
We cheated.
Oh, okay.
We got someone else to take it for us because the final question was, how much do you hate your granddaughter?
Oh, no. So who took it for you? Who was that?
This guy,
the scumbag who hates his granddaughter.
And he was able to pass that final question with ease.
Flying colors.
Wow.
Had no guilt saying he hated his granddaughter.
Why is that important to the Dairy Queen Corporation?
Because kids are a big part of their business.
And they want to make sure that you don't love grandkids.
What? You said that like it made sense, but it didn't.
If you question our love for our grandchild,
I'm not questioning that. I'm questioning why the Dairy Queen Corporation needs you to hate your grandchild.
You don't need to know.
We're going to give you a trophy, and then we're going to shoot you in the back of a head and put you in a Louisiana fitted sheet.
Okay, I'd rather just have the trophy. I don't need the being shot in the back of the head. Can I just have the trophy? Is that part?
You're
going to
end up in some Delaware drapes.
So we've moved on past clothing.
We may go back to it.
Okay.
But right now we're in bedding and housewares.
Wow.
If you're not careful, you're going to end up in a Florida fingertip towel.
So that must take up a lot of your time, but do you have, working and turning people away from the Dairy Queen, saying, no, we only have gravy today?
Yeah, it takes a lot of our time, but also we are those guys at the boardwalk who dress in silver paint and be still, but we have trouble being still.
Yeah, you guys are really squirrely.
It's hard because I see people thinking about going near my granddaughter, and I ruin the illusion of being a silver robot.
Unfortunately, our granddaughters are nearby and unattended, so we can't be still.
Are those guys supposed to be motionless to fool you into thinking they're statues or robots? Because I would assume a robot moves.
Not all robots move. A coffee maker's a robot. It doesn't go anywhere.
Is it? Here's my thing about robots, and let's see if you agree.
Okay.
Everyone's like, oh no, we can't create robots because they're going to take over the world. Don't give them thumbs. Case closed.
We're going to call our granddaughter and see what she says.
Oh, okay, yeah, call her up.
You've actually asked this to our granddaughter because you know her well.
Yeah, I've talked about this with your granddaughter already.
And we were furious.
All right, let's give her a call. Here we go, dialing the number that you guys gave me. Hello?
Hello?
Why did I say hello first?
I don't... Mom?
Hi, this is Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang.
Who?
Scott,
it's okay, honey. It's Pop-Pop.
Hi, Pop-Pop.
You can talk to this man, but don't let him talk to you for too long.
Okay, I'm playing.
I love you. I know you're playing really good.
I love you too, thanks.
What are you playing? Do you mind me asking? Is that okay to
easy,
ask?
Easy, easy.
I'm separating my Halloween candy into piles.
Oh,
my
God. Really late to do that, I gotta say. It's wet day already.
Thank you.
Don't criticize my granddaughter.
We let her eat all the old candy that she wants.
Okay, sorry. So what are the categories you're separating them into?
All candy is Halloween candy because candy is sold year round.
I put them into piles of all their different flavors. So
look at that! Wow, what great
you're
piles
so
you
smart.
Made.
Reese's peanut butter cups, Reese's pieces.
Do you have piles of
now
of,
and later? I'm not done.
She's not done.
Okay.
Don't interrupt my granddaughter.
Or?
I'm going to give you a trophy.
Okay. And then you stop there. Stop there. I'm good at that.
Now and laters, whatchamacallits, peppermint kids. Peppermint
kids. Is that the...
What's that? Which one was that?
Come from peppermint kids?
What do you mean, peppermint kids?
What's
Is
that,
somebody
sweetheart?
Messing with you?
What's peppermint kids?
That's when you mush together peppermint patty and Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. That's not one of our code words. So everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
But you have code words, and what happens if the granddaughter says one of the code words?
You get a trophy, and then you're presented with a Pennsylvania patio set.
But do you guys have go bags or anything? Or like, I would imagine your granddaughter's go bag is just filled with Halloween candy. Is that?
Don't imagine things about my granddaughter.
Okay. It's got a lot of candy and a lot of gravy.
Stacks of five pennies, apples.
Stacks of five pennies.
Floss. And watermelon suckers.
Okay.
Okay, are you done, honey?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Right. See, she has floss. That's a good girl.
Good Thank girl. You. Okay, say goodbye.
No, we haven't asked her about.
So, see, you knew her.
Creating thumbs on robots yet?
Sounds familiar.
What do you think about creating thumbs on robots?
Hey.
Oh, she's still there.
Scott, are we meeting up again today?
You better stay away from my granddaughter.
Don't you
who
dare.
Who are you? They say I know you really well. Who is this?
You know my name.
Who?
Don't What's tell him, honey.
Don't
you
say it.
You already know it.
What is your name?
We work together all the time.
We do? On what?
Yeah. Remember?
You don't
recognize
his name.
Where have I seen you? Where have I seen you?
You see this person every day.
Every single day.
Cool up?
You better stay away.
Don't Wait, is
you dare.
Up your granddaughter?
Be careful.
You're on thin ice.
We're going to drive side by side over to your house and then put you in a New York grill.
Grill? This is the cookware.
That's right.
Cookware portion.
Okay.
It's that kind that was advertised on podcasts there for a while.
Right. Hey, honey, what do you think about the thumbs on robots? Are you still there?
I'm here. I was playing a new game.
Oh, what's the game, honey?
I was counting letters.
How many awesome. Are there? 26, right?
Yeah, but not, you can count, I figured out you can count different letters multiple times.
So like,
oh,
counting.
That's, oh, that's amazing.
So like,
thanks,
B, for instance, you could count it how many times?
I've counted B 114 times so far.
Wow. That's a lot of times to count a B.
I'm coming
Don't
over.
Don't condescend to my granddaughter.
Hey.
I'm coming over, Scott. I want to play games at your house again.
I don't think you should come over.
Honey, listen to Pop. Don't come over here just yet, okay? Because Scott might not be here by the time you get here, all
right? I might
right?
have a trophy by the time you're here. Might be wearing something.
B, one.
Okay, say goodbye, honey.
Say goodbye.
Two.
You're just going to have to hang
up.
Okay, bye. Bye.
So,
what have you learned?
I'm not placing the voice, I have to say. I mean, someone I see every single day.
Every single day. The majority of the day.
I think it's just cool.
You spend 9 hours... or more with this person every single day.
It's definitely got to be Kulop, but she doesn't have any Halloween candy, and she doesn't talk like a little baby, I don't think. And I don't think either of you are a grandfather.
Don't insult my granddaughter.
If you say we are lying about having a granddaughter, we will come over there.
Very weird you would say that. Anytime someone says,
who
like...
Who would lie about having a granddaughter? You better watch your step.
Be careful. Be careful. If you think we are just boardwalk performers... that are lying about our granddaughters.
Just to get on this show?
And
just.
Don't even have a Dairy Queen franchise.
Look, I would have had you guys on just as the boardwalk performers. That's, I mean, maybe even more interesting than having granddaughters.
We said to your producer that we were a huge fan of Wet Day. And we washed off all our silver and we got sopping wet and we came down here.
We came right down here.
Okay. But why I'm assuming you guys are lying. Is that...
If you say we're lying about having granddaughters, then you might be a redneck.
Okay, I might be. All right, look, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the financial advisor and Mike and Ike, or Mike and Spike. I can't even remember you guys' names.
Ike and Spike. Our brother is Mike.
Our brother is Mike Ehrmantraut.
from Better Call Saul?
That's right.
Thinly fictionalized.
Oh, okay. I understand this whole thing now.
Now we've
Did it really
done.
Take you that long?
No. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from these guys, Mike and Spike. No, Spike and Ike. And we'll have a financial advisor. You guys are having financial problems, I would imagine. You're just street performers.
That was a lie.
That was a lie, too.
Our only financial problem is we're not getting enough paper money in the hat.
So what was the lie?
And we're being sued by Foxworthy.
For saying that right then?
We say it often.
Okay.
We tour with it.
Oh, no. Okay. You should not be doing that. Well, when we
Our
come
act
back,
is called the two Jeff Foxworthys.
Okay. Yeah, you are in trouble. He'll win that lawsuit. All right, we're going to be right back with the financial advisor. More from Mike and Spike, or Spike and Ike. We'll be right back with more comedy. Back after this, Wet Day. Comedy Bang Bang. We have we're here with Spike and Mike. It's Spike and Mike.
It's Spike and Ike.
It's Spike and Ike. Okay, I wrote
Spike
it down.
Spike and Ike, Mink Salmon.
Mink Salmon.
Our brother is Mike Ehrmantraut.
And he had to. He wait, but his name is Mike Ehrmantraut.
Thinly
fictionalized.
Who, you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, we have
our
to,
brother Mike plays yes. himself.
He plays
on television.
Himself. Yes. I don't think so.
He does.
And you, but then you guys are the fictionalized ones. I understand.
That's right.
Okay, got it.
We're not real.
Oh, okay.
You're imagining us.
All Right? Sure. I mean, it's wet day. Anything could happen when you get this wet. So,
happy wet day.
Thank you so much, guys, if you are really here. But I know someone who is here, and we need to welcome him. He has been on the show several times. He's a financial advisor. Please welcome back Doug Gropes.
Hi, Scott. It's great to be here. It's wonderful to be back. What an energy in the sky. The sun is beating down. It's throwing energy through my body. I feel like we're coming out of the pandemic. It's wet day, for goddamn sake.
It's wet day. Happy wet day to you, and many hamburgers to you as
and
well.
Happy wet day to you.
Yes.
I love it. I love the whole idea of it. I heard you talking earlier about songs.
You heard us talking about wet day.
I heard you talking about wet day. It brought me energy. It brought me goodness. And it goddamn filled up my mind with happiness. And I'll tell you, I thought of that song. What's that song called?
Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. I thought of this song and I was like, well, think of what a cake is. A cake is a dry piece of wheat meat, and it's covered in a what?
A cake topper?
Typically, yeah, a cake
like
topper.
Like a bride and groom?
Well, it could be that. And what's underneath that? What is the slice in between?
Did you bring this super loud plane, right?
Well, if you look at it, that's my plane, and I've got a little, that's got my website. My website, just in case people are listening, that's my website.
What is your website? Yeah.
Grope me, but don't sweep me under the dug.com.
And now, sweep me under the dug?
Grope me, but don't sweep me under the dug.com.
Shouldn't that be sweep me under the rug.com?
Well, it should have been.
Someone took.
That wasn't available.
Someone took.
So I took sweep me under the dug, and sometimes things work out. And when you have a positive attitude in life, things are going to work out. Sometime. Okay. How are you?
I'm out of
the pandemic?
I'm great. It's good to see you again, by the way. You've been on the show several times. Doug is a financial advisor, and I can't remember anything you've ever talked about.
No, and that's the beauty of it, because everything we talk about in the past lives in the past, and I live in the future, and I live in the now. But
well,
now we
live in the past, and we live in the future, hopefully.
In my mind, we never live in the now. We only live in the future. Our hopes only live in the future. Think about what a hope is. What is a hope?
I mean, it's something that you wish for, or something you try to achieve in your life.
That's right, yeah. Scott. God damn. Every time I think I'm losing hope in humanity, somebody like you comes along and you push me into this world where I have this newfound.
Have things been bad? You've been losing hope?
We have. It has been problematic over the last time. I don't want to give a specific.
The last time?
The last time. Do you want me to say 20, 30 years? It's been bad for a while.
Okay.
It's been
Doug, what's been going on?
Well, I mean, as you know, before the pandemic.
Did you lose your granddaughter?
To be honest, I have several granddaughters who.
Lucky.
Has anyone ever challenged that they're real?
No, I am very. I have a sort of a different attitude about my granddaughters where I like to welcome them into the world and let them go out and meet
different
whoever they
want. Different
from
what?
Different from what you got. It appears to me, and this is good because, you know, we all have different angles
on.
You
let your granddaughters lose.
Yeah. And by losing, they're winning, right? Because don't you win when you lose?
He said lose.
Loose. But yeah, you let them lose.
I let them lose.
You let them lose what?
If I had a granddaughter, I would let her win every time.
Every time.
Well, I respect that. I respect everybody's opinion. Listen.
Wait, are you saying you're an absentee grandfather? Is that? I didn't even think you were that old of a gentleman.
Might be a redneck.
Okay, guys. You can't say that on my show either.
Sorry.
If you let your grandmother lose.
I am absolutely.
Yeah, what kind of venues are you guys playing?
Boardwalks.
Just boardwalks?
That's it. Outdoor, sea salt.
I've seen
spray.
You guys.
What about
I've...
Park Place?
Yeah.
So Doug, yeah.
Hi, Scott.
You're here to talk about some of your ways get financial independence. Is that what your thing is?
Here's the thing. I know we all went through the pandemic. We all got these checks. These
Not my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter didn't go through the pandemic?
We wouldn't let her lock down.
That's part of going through the pandemic.
We wouldn't let her lock down.
Oh, you wouldn't let her lock down? No.
No. You're not locking down our granddaughter.
You let her loose.
You let her loose.
We let her loose, but only because people wanted to lock her down.
Okay. So anything anyone wants to do for your granddaughter, even if it's helpful, you want to do the opposite.
We want the opposite.
Okay. I love that. I love that. God damn it. I love that. I think that's wonderful. You let her loose. You let her out there. You let her enjoy the world. You let her find her own pitfalls. That's wonderful. How much, can I ask you, how much did you receive in stimulus?
In stimulus?
Yeah.
How much?
We'll go around and we'll
talk about
it.
I think we all got the same thing, didn't we? Or
I got none. I got none.
That's the lowest you can get.
That's the lowest you could get.
You didn't qualify for the stimulus.
I did not qualify for legal reasons. And
you didn't meet the one criteria, which was to be a citizen of the United States.
Oh, you're not a citizen.
Well, technically I'm not. I never signed up.
Oh, wait, where were you born?
Did you take the test?
I was born in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but not under the United States.
Oh, you were, you know, like, there was there a little corner or something that was like sovereign land? Or?
No, my parents, they came from Portugal.
Okay.
And they quickly came over here. And as we landed, this is going to sound like a joke, but as we landed, I came out of my mother as somebody was asking, are you a U.S. citizen? And as I came out of her, you know,
vagina.
I came out and...
You're posing right now like you were doing like a Burt Reynolds naked in Cosmopolitan.
Well, it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because...
came out with a big mustache.
You're covered in hair.
I was born...
With Burt Reynolds style
it's
hair?
It's reverse...
Alopecia?
It's reverse alopecia.
We can't joke.
Be careful.
And I would never.
But it's reverse where you have a that sounds like regular.
It's
you have a lot and then you have none.
No, it's for a baby. It only lasts while you're a baby.
Oh, and I see. So you have a lot when a baby has none.
When you
baby
lose your, then you have lose
none,
your teeth.
You have none when an adult
you lose
has
your baby
some.
Teeth, your and baby you, hair.
Then you get it back when old people lose their hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're in the middle right now of of a hair sandwich.
Sort of, yeah.
Yum,
okay.
yum. Not-
Give me that right now.
I knew we shouldn't have taped this right at dinner time. You just mentioned hair sandwich and all of our guests start rubbing their bellies.
Stop teasing me. I want that hair sandwich.
You cannot say it one more time.
So
either way, I was not a U.S. citizen.
So you
and
came
I
out posing
not.
Like Burt Reynolds. And
why does that make you not a U.S. citizen?
It sounds like you were born.
Do the math.
Yeah, you
it's
came out
on U.S. soil.
I feel like there's some steps missing.
No, because I
you
never
came
touched,
out of the vagina on U.S. soil.
You never touched the ground.
I didn't touch the soil, and that's
oh,
a rule.
Soil.
Wait, I wonder. Okay, you've been on stilts this whole time. Are you not touching?
No, they are lift. Well,
you've never been on U.S. soil.
I've never touched U.S. soil. I've never touched U.S. soil.
How many soils have you touched?
I've never touched soil.
Intentionally.
Wow.
Because if you were just to put your foot down on U.S. soil, you would finally be a U.S. citizen.
That's right.
You would have gotten the stimulus check.
That's right. And that is one benefit that I would have had.
Right. But
do you pay taxes?
Well, I get to...
Oh, I guess you don't have to.
Do you pay taxes?
I don't pay one penny
Give
of
me
tax.
Dem stilts.
I'm sorry, but are you...
Can it be reversed?
I don't pay taxes. And so, therefore, I can conduct business all throughout the United States without... I never touch U.S. soil, and I never have to pay an ounce of business tax.
If your hands touch soil, does that count?
It does not, because I've never
touched... It's got to be the feet?
It has to be the feet. Well,
so you garden
according to the
on
government.
Stilts,
mm-hmm.
touching U.S. soil.
Yes. You definitely, if you garden on stilts,
you might be
a redneck.
Okay, guys, you can't.
I did fall. I remember once I took a...
There's another banner. What does it say?
What is this one?
Oh, look at that. That is my phone number. That's my phone number.
Oh, yeah. Read it out.
You seem
1-800-555-2296-39472.
Too many numbers.
And that's how people can get a hold of you?
It's an extension.
Oh, it's an extension. I see.
Yeah, there's another one that should come through with a coupon code.
Those planes, by the way, were flying side by side with a big banner that had like a perforation. A lot like their bumper sticker.
Yeah. Those must be brothers.
Brothers who fly planes? Wow.
They might be rednecks.
Okay.
You must be a redneck.
Is that an order that fucks
with? That's how we'll get around it.
You must
be. He can't sue us if we say must.
Guys.
Okay, Doug.
What do you got, Doug?
So the first rule is not touch U.S. soil. If you have touched U.S. soil, are there other money-saving tactics?
Well, I'll tell you this. Here's why I'm here.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to bring it down. I need to bring it down for a second.
Okay, what do you got, Doug?
It's been hard coming out of the pandemic. We have these stimulus checks, right? We're all wondering
except
for myself. We're wondering how to spend them, and I'm...
I don't think that's been the problem.
We've had them in our bank accounts,
we've
not
had
touching
so
them.
So much money. We just don't even know how to spend.
I've come up with a multi-layer system on how to spend your stimulus check.
Oh.
That
multi-layered like a casserole.
A several-step program.
Okay.
Seven-layer steps.
It's seven-layer, multi-step,
like
seven...
Seven simple layers program. For steps to avoiding taxes. Well, sort of.
What are these layers?
Okay, first of all, the first layer is financial fasting. Now, a lot of you guys are probably like, well... I get confused. How am I going to spend this? How much did you get again? Was it 20?
I think it was $500, wasn't it? Or something like that?
$500.
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't five. For a lot of people, it was in the thousands.
It was, okay. Maybe it was a couple of thousand.
The first time it was $1,600.
Oh, okay.
Then they said they were going to give $2,000, but instead they just gave $400 more. They said, see?
$2,000. Yeah, great stuff.
So here we are. Everybody's stuck with this $2,000. And what are you going to do? How do you get rid of it?
How do you spend it?
I've been paying my bills, no problem. Just wondering what to do with that
$2,000. $2,000 for 2 years? Perfect.
Right. So it's sitting there in what I can only assume is some sort of high interest bearing savings account.
Right.
Maybe?
Yes. Yeah. An IRA. Is that something?
We put it in
a SEP IRA.
You put it in your business account?
Retirement. Immediately to retirement, which I can't spend now because I'm over the retirement age.
And every penny we make goes to our granddaughters who do not exist, but if they do, then
must be a redneck.
Well, that's fantastic. That's also
a good workaround. I like it.
Thou shalt be a redneck.
Thou shalt be a redneck. That's enough of a change where I think you can get away.
The 10 redneck commandments.
Thou shalt be
a redneck.
Do
not covet thou redneck.
Do not covet your neighbor's car up on blocks.
Do not murder someone for stealing your barbecue sauce.
Yep.
We don't have enough time, obviously.
No, you must buy your wife as much jewelry as you buy your horse.
And you're going to get in trouble for that by someone else, I think. You don't want him to show up, by the way.
Who?
This guy, Dalton Wilcox. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
Financial fasting.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it back. Thanks for bringing it back because that's what we are all working as a team.
In what way? In what capacity? Well, how is that possible?
Because all this money the whole point of this money was to be shot back into the economy to give us a stimulus, correct?
But no one spent it because it's too much money.
Because they couldn't decide how to spend it.
They can't decide how to spend it. They can't decide when to spend it. Decide how to spend it or what to spend it on.
So what's your solution?
The solution is to sign up. I mean, I'm not going to give you the full solution right here, but you can go to my website.
Why not?
We need it now.
Give us the final solution.
Does it involve Magneto?
No. You know what? I refuse to give you the final
solution. So you're just going to bring up this problem and then you're going to say,
absolutely.
This is bad podcasting.
No Magneto, no I can spike.
Listen, I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman, Scott. I'm looking to
make
money.
I'm just saying, like, normally when you go on one of these shows, it's like you don't see a chef go on a show and be like, okay, well, you know, today I'm going to make, you know, rabbit stew.
I think they would absolutely do
that. And then they go, like, but I'm not going to tell you how. And
I've seen that exact thing happen several times. I've seen people go on shows and talk about their rabbit stew.
I don't know why rabbit stew.
If you eat rabbit stew, you must shout be a redneck.
If you walk by, say you walked by,
Should I buy rabbit stew with my stimulus check? Sounds like
$2,000.
We shouldn't tape this at dinner time.
Rabbit stew?
What if you walked by Daryl's ice cream? What if you walked by Daryl's ice cream?
I'm a Dairy Queen guy for
Thank
the gravy.
You.
Oh, I love it too.
Go to Daryl's.
But I'm thinking of something small town, okay. A small town business, Daryl's ice cream.
Okay.
And if Daryl you walked
Queen.
By, if you walked by, would they just give you the ice cream on the outside? Would they throw out little pieces of the ice cream?
I would expect to have to go inside to do it, but and yeah, they might give it to me.
And then you would have to buy it, right?
Hmm.
I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
But here's where the metaphor is sort of different. If you were to appear on a podcast and say, I'm an ice cream maker, I would expect you to bring ice cream.
Yeah, and I have brought...
What is it? You brought ice cream?
I have brought ice cream for you guys.
Oh,
I have
okay.
brought Daryl's ice cream for you. And I'm going to hand it out right now. You guys can each taste some of this.
Hmm. Oh, my. Not as good as a hair sandwich, but I'll take it.
And what
a little
do you
gravy
think?
On it. Maybe
okay.
Right.
I wish I'd eaten some rabbit stew first.
Now, where do you spend your money? Because, come on. Now,
you're not going to tell us, so I why even bring this up?
I have a question. Have a friend named Hector Salamanca, and he has an online shopping addiction. What would you say to him?
I'm going to tell him right now to lean into it. To
spend
shop,
more.
Spend everything.
Spend even
spend
more.
What you don't have.
File bankruptcy.
I think that's...
Get a clean slate.
Absolutely.
That's going to make him say, ding, ding, ding.
Very quickly, I'll give you a taste of what my program is about.
Yeah, give us
Very
something.
Very quickly. Besides
and you can
the
slow
financial...
it. Feel free to slow it down.
No,
because it's like
I'm going to slow it down because I feel like I'm moving too fast
if
for you guys.
If you say it that quickly, guys, then suddenly there's no reason to have you on the show anymore.
Guys, remember this. These are just some ideas.
Okay.
Old money is new money. Go out and find things that you've spent money on and get it back immediately. Number four, go get
refunds.
Get a massage.
Demand refunds.
Do that
spend
one again.
Some of that money. Demand refunds on everything you've spent on.
Oh, okay.
Whether you've bought something, whether you've paid
Do you have
off
to give
debt,
it back?
Fine. No, you take it back and you demand it back.
You just demand a refund for every single
refund.
Thing you bought.
What if I've had the thing for years?
You demand it, the money back.
Here's something, though. Like, if it even worked 10% of the time, it's like you're getting a 10% raise.
And I can tell you right now, it's going to work 100% of the time. It's like use my program.
If you go up to somebody and say, I'll murder you if you touch my granddaughter,
yes.
9 times out of 10, they're going to slap you in the face. But that 10th time, they'll
you
be
put
scared.
Them in at Texas
Absolutely.
Tostada.
Guys,
we moved on to food.
Now
again,
I'm
it's dinner time. Texas Tostada.
Yum, yum, yum.
Give me more of that ice cream.
Go out and get a massage. Treat yourself to something. But instead of getting a happy ending, get a confusing ending. Don't get a happy ending.
What is that?
A confusing ending is where you look the person in the eye as mm-hmm. they're doing it and you offer them dinner. You take them out to dinner and you spend the night with them. You spend
yum.
The night and you talk about exactly
yum,
what
yum.
Happened.
It sounds more like your catchphrase is yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Then thou must be a redneck.
Thou shalt be.
Shalt be, sorry.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, hi.
You are almost toppling on those stilts. You are almost
be
falling.
Be careful, you're going to touch soil.
You're not going to believe it. I've never fallen. I've come in very close.
You
I
learned to walk
so
on
close.
Those things.
I've come. Yeah, I learned to walk on stilts. I,
wow.
So your parents didn't want you to be a U.S. citizen.
No, they were
So you came out
hesitant.
Hairy as hell on stilts.
Not hair, just a mustache. And
just a sash.
A beautiful head of hair and chest hair.
And chest hair.
What
chest
shall
hair.
He be then if he has all that?
If you came out of the womb with
just
a mustache,
chest hair,
a beautiful head of hair, thou shalt be a redneck.
I love that.
Did you say thou shalt?
Shout. S-H-O-U-T.
Let it all out.
So that's just a taste.
That's just a taste. And go to my website.
Go to my website, pay for it, and then demand a refund.
Always demand a refund. Although I'm working on that. That could change, but use my coupon code if
What's
you
the
can.
Code? What do we have?
To add on 10%.
To add on 10%.
If you want to add on 10% to the cost.
Like to tip you? What's the code?
No. Add on 10%.
I want that code.
Do you want to try this? Do you want to try
this? Give us that code.
Do you want to try this? If you want to try this, let me know, brother. All one word. If you
do you want to try this? If you want to try this, let me know, brother.
Brother, all one word.
With a question mark or no?
No question mark.
Is all one word part of it?
All one word.
Yes. Yes, that is in it.
Okay.
So you write out all one word.
Do you want this?
Yes. And is it all one word?
But one is a digit.
Oh, okay. So do you want this? If you want this, let me know, brother.
Do you want
all
no.
one
you,
word?
No, wrong. Do you want to try this?
Try
if you want to
try this, let me know, brother. All one word.
Again,
and is that all
wrote
one
me,
word?
But don't sweep me under the dug.
The dug.
.biz. I'm sorry. .biz.
Okay.
Wow. It was wrong on the plane. Biz.
What was that?
It was wrong on the first plane.
It was cheaper. I got a deal.
.com is cheaper than .biz.
They charge more for .com?
They did charge me more.
If you try to save money on a website by getting it spelled incorrectly, thou shalt be a redneck.
I can only imagine they don't have a lot of call for those Z's, so if you say .biz, they're like, yeah.
No, the guy.
Hey, we got plenty of Z's around here.
Yeah, it was Carson. Carson over at Plain Signs, he helped me out, and he said, Carson,
the last name or the first name?
I believe it was both.
Carson.
I believe.
So is he the son of Carson Daly or Johnny Carson?
Both.
I believe both. I believe he was.
Wow.
I believe he's somewhere in between.
He's somewhere in between. I don't know about him, but I do have a suspicion that he shall be Carson. A redneck.
Yes.
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay, guys. Well, that's great, Doug. I'm glad you've. I mean, you haven't landed on your feet, but you've landed on your stilts.
I haven't.
through the pandemic, and you are coming very, very close. As a matter of fact, I feel like you've swiped the ground with your toe a couple of times.
I feel like I see a little.
I don't want to rat you out necessarily.
Is that a grass stain on your knee? Because that looks like American soil.
I did. If I'm honest, I fell in your front yard.
How much do you owe in back taxes?
It's so much.
That's where they get you when you become an American citizen. You have to pay back taxes for as long as you've been alive.
I could be in
That's
trouble.
In the fine print.
Yep.
It's over.
That's why people shouldn't come to this country. We want them all to stay where they are.
I think people come for the little flags.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just lost a little of my baby here. Did you see that fall out?
Whoa. Oh, wow. So you're...
Yum, yum.
So now you're doing the reverse part of the...
No hair gets by him. He ate it right up.
Just coming out.
Are you going to eat all of that?
It's like ringing the dinner bell.
Help yourself, please.
Thank you.
Well, guys, Wet Day's coming to a close. I'm so sorry to say. We only have time for one final feature on the show. And that, of course, is a little something called plugs.
So I can keep track of the shows that pass the time. I open my plugs at night so I can see my CBD friends before my
Very nice. That was Charles Whitborn with I Open My Blug Bags at Night. I don't know why it says blug bags. All right. Anyway, guys, what do we want to plug here? Obviously, Spike and Ike, you guys
granddaughters.
You want to plug your non-existent granddaughters.
Please. Believe in our granddaughters and don't go near them.
Is this like a Peter Pan situation? If we applaud enough, your granddaughters will actually come to life, or?
Yes.
All right, exactly. Everyone out there, if you're listening.
Give us a round of applause.
A round of applause.
Gotta be more than
love
that.
A granddaughter.
No granddaughter has appeared yet.
All right, well, they're going to continue applauding, hopefully. Anything else you want to plug, though?
I'm too tired.
Yeah, we're too tired. I mean, you can, of course.
Too hungry, too tired.
Hungry.
We're old, hungry men.
Yes, we're grandparents, grandfamily.
What about your brother's show? It's coming out this week, isn't it?
That's right. If you want to see our brother, Mike Ehrmantraut.
He's playing himself.
On Better Call Saul.
On Better Call Saul. Watch that.
But you're not playing yourselves right now.
No.
We're fictionalized.
Okay.
If your brother plays himself on TV, but you're fictionalized, thou shalt be a redneck.
Wonderful. And you, hey, where can we see this show, by the way?
American Movie Classics.
That's right.
Oh, I guess I mean your show of Thou Shalt Be a Redneck. Where
the Boardwalk.
Are you guys under it, or are you...
On top.
On top of the boardwalk. All right, congratulations.
On the boardwalk.
On top of the boardwalk.
And Doug Gropes, what do you want to plug? Yeah.
Yeah, I, well, of
it's
course...
It's obviously wet, me, the but day after wet day.
Yeah, grope me, but don't sweep me under the Doug dot...
Biz.
Com or dot biz.
Well, com would be wrong, though, you said.
Yeah, it could
that
be.
That won't lead you to where they need to be.
Right, but they might get, it's a old website, they'll be redirected.
Maybe they'll refer you, they'll say, hey, you're at the wrong place.
And the coupon code, do you want let me know, all one word. And also just, I would love to have people go out and watch episodes 9 and 10 of season 1 of Maud's Dilemma, where she is faced with getting an abortion.
Okay. Why?
Because sometimes, like, getting people out there to think about things, what's going on in the community.
Okay. Are these issues important to you, or... Are you did you impregnate your girlfriend recently?
No, I'm just wearing.
You want her to watch people, this?
You fuck on those stilts.
At some,
if you're trying not to have a granddaughter, this is the way to go about it.
I just would
do
like
you fuck on stilts?
Of course I do. Everything is on stilts.
Do they need to be wearing stilts?
Well, I do have
I can't imagine the physics would work.
I don't want to get...
No. I see you guys putting on stilts just because I mentioned it.
It's personal, but I put my penis on stilts. So my penis is on stilts, my hands are on stilts, and my feet are on stilts during lovemaking. And I don't know... But Maud, episodes 9 and 10. It's Maud's Dilemma. You'll love it.
Okay, wonderful. I want to plug, head over to cbbworld.com to get the full archives of this show, as well as ad-free episodes, as well as ad-free and archives of Threedom. And you have the Andy Daly Podcast Project, you have CBB Presents, and you have Scott Hasn't Seen. We just watched Super Mario Brothers with the Get Played crew. Very interesting episode, and we're watching.
So you're going for themes rather than going for good movies.
I guess so. This on Good Friday, which, as we all know, happens right after Wet Day.
That's right.
We're watching The Passion of the Christ this week. So, so listen to that episode. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up that plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking open up the plug bag.
Okay. That was, and I'm going to try to get this right. That was Harglabarg with Plug Grass.
Harglabarg.
guys, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank the dearly departed Paul F. Tompkins. He's not dead. He just left. I want to look, Doug Gropes.
You got it.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what, though.
I can't wait to be back.
Yeah. I mean, you end up coming back every couple of years.
No, and when I do come back, I want everybody to have watched the mod so we can we can discuss what went down and see how it kind of relates to everything we do in our life financially and not.
Definitely, definitely. And Spike and Ike,
thank you for having us. Granddaughter.
So thank you for having us.
You said granddaughter. You didn't even bother with any of your catchphrases like yum 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 or
those were just
that hair.
No, I don't keep catchphrases from one segment to the other.
Really? You let them all go?
New ones each segment.
Okay, right. What's this segment?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, that's your catchphrase. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.